A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths." For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings.
Let us go to the house of the Lord.
Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good.
Let us go to the
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. Verbum Domini. Here we are in the Advent season, the beginning of the liturgical year. And during Advent, we all know that we are preparing for the coming of the Lord, getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. And traditionally, during Advent, we joyfully prepare with extra prayer, penances, and of course, works of charity. And it's important for us to strengthen our relationship with the Lord, to do some extra sacrifices here and there, and even to maybe engage in some more learning of the faith, the scriptures, church teaching, spiritual reading. EWTN has many resources. If you want to hear the friars directly, you can go to their website at franciscanmissionaries.com or any of our social media, Franciscan Missionaries on Instagram, Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word on Facebook and YouTube. Great resources for learning the faith, being inspired by the love of the Lord. And yet in prayer, in sacrifice, in spiritual reading, this is all for the purpose of showing the love of God, of radiating Jesus Christ. And yeah, at the same time, we are preparing for Christmas and we buy gifts. We celebrate the Lord's birthday with giving to one another. What we need to remember is the greatest gift we can give is Jesus Christ. This is a true gift that keeps on giving. And so as we do our prayer, our penances and things, know that this may radiate even more so the love of God within us and outside of us. And in this gospel reading today, we can learn so much from Jesus. Because remember, we are called to be like Jesus. If we're going to bring Jesus to others, we need to be like Jesus and imitate him. And Jesus does a powerful work of charity, a miracle for the centurion today, the Roman official, army officer. And so here is Jesus in the city of Capernaum in Israel. And Jesus is going about, and all of a sudden here comes a Roman centurion asking for assistance for his servant or slave. And Jesus is there. And Jesus, as we just heard in this exchange here, this conversation, he says, Lord, heal my servant. And there was such faith out of the centurion. Jesus heals him, from the distance there. See, but what's amazing here is what we hear of Jesus. Now, at this time, It was the Romans who had captured or conquered Israel, who they had occupied it with their soldiers, with their armies. And so here they are, here are all the armies, and you know, there are different legions and things. A legion of soldiers was about 6,000 Roman soldiers. You know, and they were divided in these legions, they were divided up to what's called centuries. So there were 60 centuries, and every century was led by a centurion who had 100 men under him. And so the centurions were well respected because they were among the finest of Roman soldiers. So they were honored, of course, in the Roman world, and even somewhat respected by their enemies. Well, the Jews, especially those more radical nationalist Jews, hated the Romans and the Roman soldiers. And Jesus knew this, and people around knew that. But here is the Lord, here to do a miracle, great work of love for a Gentile, a non-Jew. No, Jesus looks straight into this man's heart, into his soul. No, he sees someone made in his image and likeness, and he listens to him. And he shows them this love, great mercy. Of course, you know, there are others around there who would be appalled by this. Also, Jesus is healing his slave. You see, that's what it is that the request is made by the centurion to heal the slave. Now, slaves were considered an object, a tool to be used. I mean, they were seeing no different from an animal or a piece of equipment. No, you use them, hey, then you throw them out. No, the only difference was, as the thought in the ancient world, the only difference between a tool, an animal, and a slave was that the slave could talk. No, they were really seen as inferiors, as nothing. But yet here is Jesus healing the slave. And again, that would have upset many people. But Jesus is here to love. Jesus is here to raise us up, calling all people to himself, Gentile, Jews, whoever, people of any race, and he calls us all to himself. He sees our humanity, our dignity, that we are made in his image and likeness. And it looks with us with just the purest of love. And that is where we're all called to be. Like Jesus, showing charity. And this is a wonderful time to do it. Now, okay, yeah, we're in Advent, beginning of the liturgical year. We can make a new resolve as we increase our prayer a little bit more and our sacrifices, our spiritual reading and devotion. Well, hey, let's now resolve to bring Jesus, to imitate him here. That means going out to the outcasts, the people that are not loved by society or that even rejected in even our communities and even parishes, sadly. No, we should be out there reaching them. So we look here to the example of Jesus. Now, as you all go about and doing your preparing for Christmas, we also at this time, you know, people are having their end of the year Christmas parties in the office or workplace. You know, you're going out shopping and getting ready to buy things, or taking the kids out to see Christmas lights and things, or, you know, have to see Santa Claus or whatever it is, you know, we do in these traditions here. Now, these are good things to do. But as we do these things, here it is again. We're bringing Jesus. No, we're bringing his love everywhere. And so there is where we go and reach out to everybody, bringing the love of God. Keep that in your mind and heart. You know, we can do this in sometimes the most simplest ways, by acknowledging people, listening, being courteous and polite, putting others' needs before our own, showing interest in them. These are great, great ways to imitate Jesus, to say uplifting words, things that will encourage them. Yeah, sometimes we got to say the truth, but do it with mercy, do it with gentleness. Jesus is so gentle with us, even in giving his truth. And so we should be like him in every way. Kindness, gentleness, peace, patience, and joy. Most importantly, his love. And so as we go about Advent, preparing for Christmas, here we are with the Lord. Here we are submitting ourselves, praying that he give us increase, more love. So that, of course, yeah, we can adore the Lord in this love. We can praise and thank him. But then we could also radiate him in what we say and what we do. God bless you all.